Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And joining us by phone today is the president of RDL & Associates, also a member of the board of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, Dave Ladd. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure to talk about what's going on out in the real world, as we like to say.
That's right. And what's going on in the real world is what appears to be, anyway, on the surface, kind of a bit of a tariff war.
Yes. I mean, the administration, this has been 4 months kind of in the making in a lot of ways. And the administration has imposed tariffs based on a 1962 law that allows them to do so based on national security concerns. That is, in a nutshell, the rationale that's been utilized, but, you know, it's open question as to how that law is being implemented and how they are making the U.S. safer and better to able to protect itself, or are they perhaps putting us into a downward spiral with potential, I would say, trade wars. I think we are in a trade war, in my opinion, with China currently. We continue to have, perhaps on the skirmish line with some of our allies, but it remains an open question as to how are these going to impact the economy in the long haul.
Well, the president has made it crystal clear that he thinks that a number of these trade agreements that were made over, you know, previous administrations were bad deals.
Well, the question would be, if you have an economic adversary, I'll say, and this is my words, in China, where there are probably some legitimate issues when it comes to technology and a number of other things, tariffs might be the way to go. The other question is, though, when you look at the Canadians and the EU and who are traditionally our allies, that's another question. And what will that mean? I mean, a lot of the markets are psychological, whether it's for agriculture, manufacturing, whatever it happens to hit Main Street, it also happens to hit the consumer eventually. And in the long run, what kind of economy are we in? Are we in a pure manufacturing economy? Have we shifted some of those dynamics when it comes to the goods and the services and the products that we offer to the world? The bottom line is we can't consume, if you're looking about agriculture, for example, we can't consume everything we produce. And so that is a key question going forward. What does that mean when you have already lower prices, a lot of other things going on in the agriculture sector, working on a farm bill? Will this just exacerbate the problem? And then you look at the manufacturing on our Main Street in our communities. For example, if you're looking at replacing an air conditioner this summer, what will that mean to the prices down the road because of those steel and aluminum tariffs that are put on and the retaliation that has come with it from those trading partners?
Well, it's a very interesting time right now, and I appreciate your insight, Dave.
Thank you, and you guys do a great job, and keep up the good work.
Dave Ladd is the president of RDL & Associates. He's also a board member with the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.